here we go. Mark Robinson, what was your take on the match tonight?
It was a good game, really, wasn't it? Great wicket. A bit of moisture, give it some pace and some carry. Made it an exciting game. And you know, we were probably ahead of the game, in the game, and came out behind in the end. They probably did better with us at the end, at the death of the match. When they batted, they got away a little bit, and we were able to match that. So now they batted a little bit better at the end of the innings, or bowled a bit better, whichever you want to take.
So often when you get these batting power plays, you tend to get wickets. That was always the decisive part of the match, Mark.
Yeah, look, it can be as well, because it brings on a different type of bowler, isn't it? So, yeah, look, you know, you play your cards, you get away or you don't. But as I say, Darren Maddy played a great little innings at the end of their innings, and we had nobody to match. So as I say, did we execute our Yorkers and etc.? Possibly not. And did we do the opposite to the opposition? Probably not as well. And there lies the, you know, the story.
The way that this competition works, a couple of defeats and it makes it quite difficult. But Sussex aren't out of this, Mark.
No, look, we've got to go beat Notts twice, don't we? And the weather's made it quite difficult. And you know, we. Quite relieved we've got 21 overs in today, but we'd have liked the full 40, but you know, so be it.
Let's look ahead to tomorrow, because the championship match starting. How difficult is it when you finished a game so late? We're talking, it's 11 o'clock at night and you're back here tomorrow.
Look, it is ridiculous, if I'm really honest. It is absolutely ludicrous, isn't it, that tomorrow morning you ask the players to be mentally right to play a four-day game when finishing at 5-11. It is absolutely ridiculous, isn't it?
What can they do about the scheduling? I mean, as I say, it seems crazy. What can happen about that?
Well, they should stop doing this, shouldn't they, really?
Let's look ahead to the game, though. And in terms of team selection, I guess Luke Wright available. He was pressing for a place at Horsham. Any sort of early thoughts about the team for tomorrow, Mark?
Well, we know our team. We've got a couple of niggles, subject to everybody scrubbing up okay. We know how our team will be in the morning, yeah.
You're top of the pile, so a little bit more pressure, or...?
A lot of pressure. I think you enjoy it, don't you? It's, you know, it's a nice place to be. We've done okay. When we've had to grind and come under pressure, we've managed to do that. And when we've had a chance to put the accelerator down, we've managed to do that. And in a long may it last. It'd be a test for us in the morning. As I say, we've got to dust ourselves down and get what sleep you can and come out fighting tomorrow and show the right type of mental strength tomorrow, because it will be a test. As I say, it's 5-11. Boys probably won't get asleep till 2 o'clock in the morning, etc. So it'd be tough.
Mark, final question, because the pitch here for the game against Warwickshire was fairly benign, a lot more bounce in this one, so perhaps hopes that the pitch tomorrow a little bit in it and make for a better game of cricket, hopefully.
Well, that's what you hope for. Obviously the idea is to play on wickets and pace and bounce. We've only got some of the newly relayed wickets. This one actually was one of the older ones, so we were expecting this one to be more like the Warwickshire wicket and more like the Worcestershire wicket. But I think the extra moisture, and probably it's a bit further down in the season now, isn't it,